second to last day of training camp, not too late to catch a day of practice, joined by former Broncos head coach Red Miller. Real thrill. We're just talking here before practice. You said it's still fun to come out here and watch football. Are you watching as a fan, or do you watch kind of as a former head coach?
I do a little both.
Yeah.
You have to do that to enjoy it, you know. But I still see the little things that are being done so right or occasionally so bad. But they don't have much bad. They got a good team.
A lot's changed over the last few years, and especially here at Dove Valley, in terms of just the feel of football and what it's like here right now. As someone who used to be a part of this organization and now watching this team prepare for a season, how exciting is it for you to be a part of it for just a day?
Well, everything is, they do it right, and they always have, but it's taken them a little while to get to this point. And good fields, good parking, good everything, I mean, and that never was. When I was out here, to give you an example,
yeah.
At the field there, they had the one street that went up the hill. Well, up the hill was a Quonset hut.
Right.
And we had, at that time, we had five coaches. And I was seated next to the front end, and every time I get up, I'd hit my head every time. But we managed to get a full squad in and out of that little Quonset hut, and that was just one of the things that you have to go when you're just starting.
Right. Quonset hut may be about the size of the tent you're sitting in here today.
Oh,
maybe a little bigger?
A third of it. Yeah, the Quonset hut. That was all our people.
Right. As you come here today and you see the guys, they're in shells, not in full pads. They're in full pads yesterday. Do you think to yourself, let's put some pads on. Let's.
Oh no, I wasn't. Oh, okay. I wasn't hit at all costs.
Okay.
No, I we'd hit if we needed to hit, and we were always so hope that we were well drilled. I mean, we could play.
Last one. I'll let you enjoy the rest of practice. Now, Mr. Bolin, going into his 30th year,
yes.
And really taking this organization to another level. But that consistency back for the last 30 years. What do you think it means for this community and for him now that he's going into his 30th year of ownership and really running this team the way he thinks it should be run?
Oh, it's so much better. I mean, not to dismiss anything people did before him, but he's done it right, and he's capable, and he's so strong mentally and so on football, and he knows what he's doing.
Coach, thanks for your time. Enjoy the rest of
practice.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.